fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:29. Newsmaker 2 time today. Hank Osterhout, Granada Theater Director, has his hat here today, and he joins us on the morning show this morning.
We have the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line. Hank, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well. Yourself?
Outstanding so far. Do you ever get any rest?
No. I'll sleep when I'm dead.
Well, that was a question I was going to ask you before you, the position came up here for the Granada Theater, and you took that side of things on, but you've hit the ground running since we talked with you last year about a month and a half ago. Obviously, we mentioned here the Everclear concert here last week. Before we start talking a little bit about, you know, kind of upcoming schedules, goals and objectives and things like that, how many tickets do you have left? Because it looked like that concert was already off and rolling.
Not very many at all. I'd say we've got maybe a couple hundred left, 200 perhaps. This is at least in my tenure, and I should include my time as, you know, advisor, technical advisor and whatnot. This is the fastest selling show that I have been a part of, so that's definitely exciting. Most of our premium seats are gone. With this particular one, I'm still learning the ropes here, but kind of messing with the floor chart a little bit. I think for these type of shows, these are more standing room shows than your traditional seated shows. So if there's anybody who's listening out there who's curious about what the ticketing levels are, it's basically floor standing room only. We have some reserve seating in the back, which I believe that's what's sold out. And then we're reserving the front of the balcony. And the back of the balcony is also GA. There's really no difference other than the ticket price based on your view of the seats, or of the stage, that is. But yeah, it's going well, and I've got a couple other offers I'm kind of working on that are shaping up to look pretty nice, and hopefully maybe even give this show a run for their money.
Big deal though, Hank, to have that kind of an interest. I'm really, regardless of the band that's coming in, and it's a really good start for you here as a Granada director.
It is. I was very excited to see that offer on my desk, and I, you know, jumped at it as quickly as I could.
Yeah, I think the only thing that would rival that is, as far as fast ticket sales, would have been the Kansas concert that they
maybe
had here. That's
several
that
years ago.
Sold out pretty quick, but that's encouraging to see that kind of interest. And during the interim, what else you got lined up there, Hank?
Well, of course, we've got Silver Screen Sundays. Every Sunday that we don't already have an event or it's not a big weekend, we're doing a $2 matinee starting at 2 p.m. This last weekend was our second ever. We showed Night of the Living Dead. I had a pretty decent crowd, and you know, just in 1 week, it's already grown quite a bit. And, you know, just really trying to utilize the theater to its full potential. I mean, concerts are definitely our main thing here, but, you know, we have projection system. We have the ability to be a theater. Of course, it was always a movie theater back in the day. So, you know, just finding new ways to keep doors open and get people in. And, starting in the fall, in August, we haven't quite hammered down what the format's going to look like, but we're going to have a dance night on Thursday. So it'll be a, you know, $3 to $5 entry, just playing dance music and having a bar open. Just another thing for people to do during the week. And of course, I'm going to be booking more awesome talent, just like the Everclear show. Like I'd mentioned, we've got a couple of other ones in the works. I did just announce a couple other shows. Of course, this month, next week, on Friday, we've got Making Movies makes their return. That was a really good... I've had him twice now. I had him at Halfway, and then I had him at the Granada a year ago. And so the Granada on its own is bringing him back. Just announced a Steel Wheels with Weta Skirts show coming up. It's the end of the month, the same week as Unbound. It's the Tuesday, kind of as a soft kickoff for the event. Of course, following will be all of the downtown bicycle activities. We've got the Gravel Hall of Fame. We've got all the writers' meetings and stuff. Coming up in the next one after that is, of course, Everclear. That's in September, October. We've got Dale Watson. It's actually, it's a celebration of a marriage. Dan Hughes' wedding is on, I think it's October 5th, and we're, he has graciously invited Dale Watson. So, got a full calendar already, but I'm hoping to make it a little fuller.
Indeed. What you mentioned here about, you know, filling up the calendar, but you also mentioned about getting the Granada Theater basically used to its full potential. How do you see that happening? Is it just strictly by filling the calendar, or is it going to be a targeted approach on who slash what you're bringing in?
Well, both. certainly both. I think that the quality is more important than the quantity up front. I think that the ultimate quantity is more of a function of.
I think we just dropped him.
No,
I don't know.
That was the question I wanted answered. Arg.
Well, okay, yeah, sometimes that happens. They just, mm-hmm. we lose a line, and it just kind of happens out of the blue, so.
Yeah, you're never ready for it.
Yeah. That's live.
Unfortunately.
Live right there, all right, but we thank Hank for stopping and jumping on with us. So plenty going on.
My gosh,
you know,
yes.
The Granada Theater, there is no doubt about that. It is 8:36. And
I wonder if that's him trying to get back in.
You know, I'm not quite sure if that is or not. We'll have to see if...
Hold on.
Okay, well, I'll check. Go ahead and see if that indeed is Hank, and we can get him locked back in. Quickly, I believe it is. So there we go. All right, Hank, you there?
Somebody called me on the other line, and my phone picked that call up for some reason. Anyway.
Well, don't they know who you were talking to? Come on.
Right. It was Corey Anderson. You can blame him right now. He was telling me about Granada stuff.
Okay.
But anyways, so what I was saying is it's a quantity and quality. I think that we have a lot of events or potential events in Emporia that really just reach different crowds. Granada's been very good about bringing in some of the classic rock and a lot of the more like performing arts events, a lot of older country, and those do very well. But I also know that the community is more diverse than that, and I think that the Everclear show is really proof of that. So I'm going to be working with outside promoters and different talent buyers to see what's the interest here in town. I know that we've got a large Latin population, and so we should be doing a lot more Latin nights at our theater. We've got a college in town. There should be more college nights. You know, it's really just trying to figure out what are our segments in the community that are underserved and figure out ways in which to serve them.
Well, Hank, what else you got? Let me just ask you here. We asked you this the last time you were on with us. How does this work with your Halfway to Everywhere? How does this kind of, now that you've had a little bit of time to kind of figure out kind of how things may separate, how things may overlap between these two particular art-related, really art-related ventures here for you?
Yeah.
How do you separate, overlap, dovetail your time with Halfway and also your time with the Granada Theater now?
Well, it actually fits pretty well. They're just two sides of the same coin. One is the perpetual going concern of we have to create events continuously throughout the year, while the other is take all of those events and smash them into one day. Certainly my challenge over the last year with Halfway has just been delegating, creating professional crew. As a nonprofit, I think the nonprofits fall into the trap of relying heavily on their boards and on volunteers. And for this kind of business really requires technical knowledge and professional wisdom. So in both cases, that's been kind of the number one challenge, is just creating a team that knows how to operate these things and letting them do their work. As far as the collaboration between the two, it's working, you know, beautifully. We had already planned on utilizing the Granada for Halfway to Everywhere. And so it makes sense to us, especially as we're sort of changing the site around and making a little bit of changes. I think that, as far as the concert goer experience is concerned, you know, that's our main thing, is that our patrons are happy and having a good time. I think that the use of the Granada for our VIP lounge is going to be just outstanding. Of course, I'm biased because I really love the Granada. On a sort of more meta scale, it's part of the process. The entire point of Kansas Free for Arts bringing all of this art at an affordable price to the community was specifically to soften the market and introduce new artists to people. You know, I think of Andy Frasco. You know, he was our headliner last year.
Right.
I would say that if it would have been a normal show where I rented a venue and paid his guarantee, I would still be paying for that out of my own pocket. But because it was nonprofit and we were able to leverage ticket sales and grants and donations and sponsorships, all, you know, all of those fabulous sponsors and donating agencies were able to subsidize his role in Emporia. And now people have familiarized themselves with the act. And so I'm hoping that we can kind of create this inroads between the festival and the theater, wherein the festival introduces these beautiful, fantastic bands, and then the theater picks up the slack and brings them in on a rotating basis. I mean, that's been the structure, the scheme from day one. So I think, you know, knowing that already this year we've got, what is it, three? Two? We've got Making Movies, and we've got Dale Watson. Both of those were acts that performed at Halfway in years past, and I think the scheme is working.
Well, all right, Hank. As always, we appreciate your time. Sounds like things are moving forward in a positive way at the Granada Theater. We appreciate it, Hank.
Thanks, Hank.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Talk to you later, Hank Kusterhout, who is the, I guess, is still the interim director of the Emporia Granada Theater, joining us on our Newsmaker 2 here on a Tuesday.
Okay, we got a Newsmaker 3 coming next with Lindsay Garcia talking about a House of Morrow program with Walnut Elementary. And 2 8 o'clock interviews tomorrow. We'll be talking about the ESU Special Athletics Track and Field Day Friday for the Newsmaker 2 spot at 8:20. And our monthly Department of Veterans Affairs update at 8:40 tomorrow morning.
Yeah, because tomorrow is May 1st.
It's May the first Day. Of the month, yep.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home. It is 8:42.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump's back in court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors today.